BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US Secretary of State has told Russia's foreign minister that Washington is prepared to support Ukraine to defend itself for as long as necessary. Antony Blinken and Sergei Lavrov met briefly on the sidelines of the G20 summit in India, which ended without a final statement because of disagreements over Russia's invasion. More details from Barbara Platt-Usher in Delhi.
Mr. Blinken said he raised 3 points. He made the point that the U.S. and its allies would support Ukraine till the end of the war. He asked the Russians to restart that nuclear arms treaty, New START, which it has suspended, and also asked for the release of an American detainee, Paul Whelan. He said it was less than a 10-minute discussion. It was informal. It hadn't been arranged ahead of time, but it was the first time the two men had met face-to-face since the war started.
Clashes between protesters and the security forces outside an oil field in southern Colombia have led to the deaths of a policeman and a civilian. After the incident, community leaders took more than 80 police officers and oil field workers hostage. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
The violence happened after days of protests by residents who'd blocked access to the oil field in Caquetá province in Colombia's Amazon rainforest region. The protesters have been demanding that a company exploring for oil there carry out work to improve conditions on a local road. The situation remains tense in an area where dissident members of the FARC rebel group are known to operate. President Gustavo Petro has sent a team to negotiate with community leaders. He has also ordered the deployment of the armed forces in the province.
The US Justice Department has told a federal appeals court that the former president, Donald Trump, should not be immune from prosecution over civil lawsuits relating to the attack on the US Capitol 2 years ago. It said the lawsuits brought by injured police officers and by Democrats were an exception to the general practice that a president cannot be sued over official duties. Mr. Trump asserts that he was acting in his official capacity when he addressed a crowd which subsequently rioted at the Capitol. The Justice Department argued that incitement to violence doesn't form part of a president's duties. The number of people confirmed dead in Tuesday's train crash in Greece has risen to 57. Coroners have been using DNA samples to identify the victims. The newly appointed Transport Minister, Yorgos Yerapetridis, told reporters the ongoing inquiry would be comprehensive.
The investigation into the cause will take place in a way that will be transparent and it will be absolutely thorough. This is the order of the Prime Minister. For this reason, today an ad hoc committee of experts will be set up to study the systemic causes that led to the tragedy we're living through and lack of action that existed over time, if any.
World News from the BBC. The World Obesity Federation is urging governments to act because it predicts that just over half of the global population will be classed as obese or overweight by 2035. Its new report says more than 4 billion people will be affected, and rates are rising particularly quickly among children. It says almost all of the countries expected to see the greatest increases are low- or middle-income countries in Africa and Asia. An official in Somaliland says 210 people have died and nearly 700 have been injured during several weeks of fighting. The mayor of Las Anod said the clashes had damaged infrastructure across the town, including government institutions. Somaliland broke away from Somalia in 1991, but it's not been internationally recognised. A court in Jerusalem has ordered the release of all 8 suspects, including 2 minors, who were detained over the settler riot in the occupied West Bank town of Hawara earlier this week. Their lawyers said the court issued the order because of a lack of evidence of their involvement in the rampage, which saw Jewish extremists setting fire to Palestinian properties. Although around 1,000 Palestinians are currently in administrative detention, it's rarely used against Jewish suspects. One of the great jazz saxophonists, Wayne Shorter, has died in Los Angeles. He was 89. He became a well-known figure on the jazz circuit in the late 1950s with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. In the 60s, he joined Miles Davis's second great quintet and then co-founded the jazz fusion band Weather Report. Shorter won 11 Grammy Awards and received a Lifetime Achievement Award. He also appeared on 10 of Joni Mitchell's albums and collaborated with rock musicians such as Carlos Santana and Steely Dan. And that's the latest BBC World News.